Hello, and thank you for inviting me to this conference. I think that first of all, we should have a broad picture of what is happening in the world today. The first thing that I would like to point out is that the new multipolar order is already here. We are no longer in transition, and I will always want to mention the important events which made this transition more tangible. In summer 2015, General Soleimani went to Moscow, and a few months later, Russia intervened in the fight against terrorism in Syria alongside the legitimate government of Bashar Assad and resistance forces, including Iran and Hezbollah. So I believe that 2014, with the coup d'etat in Ukraine, and 2015 with the intervention of Russia in Syria, were the years in which the transition from the unipolar order to the multipolar order became more tangible, with Russia and other countries becoming fully aware of the West being unreliable and its policies dangerous. In particular, the 12 and more years of the fight against terrorism, which is supported by Western countries, and on the other side, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Russia, and Lebanon fighting against terrorism, have marked a division in the world. On one side, the globalists and warmongering countries, and on the other side, the states which want to safeguard their interests, identity, and culture. So there is an opportunity now to strengthen the multipolar order in which collaboration and dialogue coexist, and there is no need to destroy cultural, religious, and national identities as it happened in the unipolar order. If we manage to achieve this real collaboration, not the globalist one, it will be precisely this kind of collaboration that will allow us to rediscover our identity as well as to preserve and strengthen it without feeling the need to destroy the identity of others. And we saw this kind of collaboration in the Middle East with the resistance forces fighting against terrorism. The globalists and warmongering groups wanted a perpetual state of instability as to allow them to exploit and steal the rich resources of the free peoples of the Middle East. However, they have failed in their plan of total conquest of this strategic region, as well as in the total imposition of their interests on the rest of the world. But to complete the realization of the multipolar order, it is necessary to unite forces, and to do this, we should follow the model of the fight against terrorism in the Middle East. The school and example of General Soleimani can be a model for all peoples. The ideological school of Soleimani has managed to unite individuals from different religious traditions and nationalities to fight terrorism and to oppose the hegemony of globalists and warmongering groups. We are no longer in a transition phase. The time has come to completely replace the false Pax Americana with the real Pax Multipolaris. However, let us remember that to do this, it is necessary not only to join forces, but to rediscover and consolidate our identity traditions. Just like in the Middle East, where Muslims and Christians and other groups have united in the fight against terrorism, which is not only military, but also ideological. From an economic point of view, the realization of the multipolar order can be achieved by encouraging new economic alliances, and the Shanghai Organization and BRICS are examples of these type of international economic groups, which are not bound to the American and unipolar order, and they are based on specific strategic principles such as respecting the independence, sovereignty, and cultural and national identity of other states, and not meddling in the internal affairs of other states. The economic cooperation among different states should be such that one of them does not become completely dependent on the other, as we see nowadays, for example, in Europe, where the European countries have having put sanctions on Russia because of the NATO war in Ukraine, these European countries have become completely dependent on the United States. During the 23rd Shanghai Organization summit, Iranian President Raisi cautioned against the dominance of the dollar in global exchanges and stressed that the de-dollarization is a necessity to form a just international system, because based on the experience of the past decades, it is now obvious that militarism and the dominance of the dollar form the basis of the Western domination system. Therefore, any attempt to shape a fair international system requires the removal of this instrument of dominance. And also in that summit, Raisi also stated that civilization is the greatest capacity of the Shanghai Organization member countries to build the unity and peace, and he stressed the importance of promoting a civilization of this ancient continent based on ethics, spirituality, justice, rationality, and respect for human dignity. Again, mentioning another economic aspect, Iran has accumulated more than 40 years of experience in circumventing US sanctions, and for this reason it has been helpful to Russia. In reality, in the new multipolar order, sanctions no longer have the effect they had in the past, and are only to the disadvantage of those who impose the sanctions. For example, the European countries is an example of how they are now under pressure of these sanctions, but the sanctions are against Russia. Just to give an example, it is expected that the European economy will represent only 7.4% of the world economy, slightly less than China's 7.5%. And this figure pales in comparison with to the United States, which accounts for 11% of the global economy. So when, and of course, when looking at the individual countries, European countries, the economic disparity becomes even more pronounced. In addition, the United States has experienced an increase in purchasing power and a decrease in inflation, allowing for a significant reduction of more than 6% in 1 year and a 2% increase in economic growth. And in contrast, Europe has reduced inflation by only 2% on average, with the European economic growth stagnating at 1%. This discrepancy has led to a substantial decrease in the unemployment rate in the United States, which stands below 3%, while the unemployment rate in Europe remains around 8%. Simply put, Europe is facing considerable economic pressure due to its involvement in the war in Ukraine, particularly in the energy sector, where it has become increasingly dependent on the United States. This dependence has contributed to the economic growth of the United States. And furthermore, Europe's heavy sanctions on Russia, which previously had extensive economic ties to the region, have increased the dependence of the European countries on the US and China. Meanwhile, the United States has been able to invest freely in technology, and further moving away from competitors and becoming a global technology leader, while the peoples of Europe find themselves on the front lines of a war wanted by the United States and NATO. The US and the NATO will fight this war until the last Ukrainian has been killed, and if not stopped, until the last European. Thank you.